From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with one aspect of the global economy that is struggling to find its way forward, Europe and the euro. The leaders of France and Germany met today to discuss ways of stemming the European debt crisis. They announced plans to improve economic coordination. But it was not the kind of dramatic news that markets in Europe had been hoping for. NPR's Jackie Northam has the story from Paris.
The increasing pressure to stem the debt crisis spreading across Europe was visible on the faces of German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy as they met reporters after their summit. Even though the talks were planned last week, the timing couldn't be worse, coming shortly after reports that Germany's economy had come to a near standstill in the last quarter. Shares were also down on the French market. Merkel and Sarkozy were serious and stiff, but put forth a united front in an effort to calm a jittery market. Merkel and Sarkozy unveiled several plans to tackle the crisis, including the creation of an economic council of the eurozone.
Nous souhaitons deuxièmement que les 17 membres de la zone euro.
We want all members of the eurozone to adopt a golden rule by the summer of 2012. Which is a promise to balance their budgets, to establish budgetary equilibrium. It's a sensible rule which should lead to the reduction of deficits and debt.
The plans are all long-term. There was pressure on Merkel and Sarkozy to take more immediate measures, such as committing to eurobonds, which would spread out the debt and make it more affordable for the troubled nations. But the two leaders indicated the time wasn't ripe for that. James Hertling, the European political editor for Bloomberg News, says, among other things, the jointly issued bonds would raise borrowing costs for more stable countries like Germany. He says Merkel, in particular, is opposed to eurobonds.
The big argument against it, and it's largely expressed by Germany, is that it takes irresponsible governments off the hook from keeping their own deficits and keeping their own economies in check.
Hertling says issuing eurobonds would help bring all the eurozone together under one fiscal policy, a central treasury, which doesn't exist in the European Union. Instead, each nation has its own fiscal policy. He says many of the member states, like Germany and France, prefer to keep it that way. This sort of impasse over fundamental issues and the spreading debt crisis has raised questions about the viability of the European Union and its common currency. But French economist Philippe Desertines says a period of market upheaval is not a good time to be discussing the dissolution of the eurozone.
It would be catastrophic to change the structure now. It would create a dangerous risk, an explosion of the system with terrible economic and geopolitical risk.
Both Merkel and Sarkozy defended the European Union and stressed that containing the debt crisis will take time. Hertling, who has been covering the crisis from its opening days, says France and Germany see themselves as key actors in the eurozone.
And without their leadership, you're not going to get a solution. And so you've seen at every turn in the crisis, before every summit, you'll see Merkel and Sarkozy get together and try and forge a common position. So far, the results of European policymaking have been found wanting, certainly by the markets.
When Sarkozy and Merkel met this morning, they were faced with the prospect of the possible dissolution of the eurozone or further economic integration. And they've chosen the latter, both tentatively and slowly. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Paris.